This is Ozarks at Large. For more than 10 years, NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts have showcased musicians and bands in an informal setting. Chance the Rapper has been there, so has Yo-Yo Ma. And since 2014, the Tiny Desk Contest has invited unsigned musicians to submit songs and videos. The 2020 contest opened in mid-February, and entries can be submitted through March 30th. Rules and guidelines can be found at tinydeskcontest.npr.org. Last week, we talked with the founder of Tiny Desk, Bob Boylan, with NPR Music. He says he had no idea what Tiny Desk would develop into.
I absolutely could not have imagined it, and I love that it has happened because it's been such a great opportunity for like unknowns and knowns to show their talents. And it was sort of unimaginable, and it feels so good that it's true.
One of the things that's amazing about it, if you start to peruse the people that submit songs and videos and recordings, is you discover that there is talent from Bangor, Maine to Hilo, Hawaii, and every point in between.
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of the Tiny Desk Contest, right? Because we get to see all those entries. And the amount of talent is massive. It's wonderful. We are, you know, over. I'm older than you. I'm just going to guess that we have really become a creative culture, and I think that's quite a beautiful thing. Some of it is because we have tools to do that now that are a lot easier. When I started playing music, it was a couple hundred dollars an hour to walk in a recording studio and make your music. A handful of years later, I had a home studio with a little Atari 1040 computer that I could make my music with. And now it's in everybody's hands. They have some ability to make music. And so it's pretty fantastic.
Another thing that comes out of that is that you can be influenced or find musicians from around the country, around the world, that you wouldn't have easily found 15 years ago. The access works both ways.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So I was saying to somebody the other day that, like, when I was a kid, so I grew up as a teen in the 60s and 70s, you might have gotten maybe 50 or 60 or 70 albums would have come out that year. And I get that in my mailbox daily. And it blows my mind all of the time. And then the other thing I lived in New York City when I grew up. We had two radio stations, three really, which was extraordinary. When I moved to the D.C. area, there was kind of one that would play music that I would care about. Now I think about my son or anybody growing up or anyone living anywhere these days, and the access you can listen to the trumpet playing of Bix Beiderbecke or Ralph Stanley or the most popular artist. You can listen to anything that somebody happens to mention. I'm sure somebody listening to the radio right now, Bix Beiderbecke, who's that? And they can type it, and then bang, they can hear it, and they'll hear music that was made 100 years ago, and it's remarkable.
All right, so what's happening right now with you and the judges and the staff at NPR Music and Tiny Desk?
Well, we're starting to get submissions, which is exciting, and so we start to look at them and listen to them, and we get excited about the possibilities that we begin to see, and we share them on the All Songs Considered blog as we start getting them. So the earlier you send them to us and make these videos, the more likely that you might wind up as part of a themed roundup, perhaps, on the All Songs Considered blog, or just something that strikes us we want to tell people about. So you may get known not only as the winner, but perhaps maybe you didn't win, but you will get known and heard by an awful lot of people.
Any advice for any musician or band or singer or songwriter out there other than do what you do?
Do what you do is a great one. And do what you do and have fun at doing what you do is the other. Do something you're proud of. Maybe that goes without saying, but it's important that you represent the the emotions and the talent and the uniqueness that you are, because we are all that in some way, shape, or form. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid to show it.
As you're going through the submissions, do you have to do something to cleanse the musical palate? Because that's a lot of music, a lot of videos.
It really, really is. I do, oftentimes, you know, around this time of year, I'll watch the Democratic debates. You know, like that's like sort of polar opposite of listening to music. That's so there's one thing. You know, it's if I could just go off on a personal note here on that, the time in February that we are getting submissions is also the time that I listen to over 1,300 songs as I prepare for South by Southwest. And it's also the month that I make an album with my friends. And so it is an intense and wonderful musically drenched month for me.
And I'm going to guess you're still able to be wowed and surprised by something.
I'd stop doing this if I wasn't. Yeah, no, I do. That is something that I can't. If I were asking you this and you told me all that you did with music, I'd say, how can you possibly still like get inspired by something? And I don't know how it happens, but it's deep within me. When I see something, it just hits me, and it's just there it is, and I can't deny it. And that the undeniable is often the things that I get most excited about and want to pass on, and hopefully they become in the final round of our judging.
I wonder also if you've had conversations with your colleagues at NPR and in the music world when NPR Music started and NPR itself and Tiny Desk sort of occupied a niche in the media world. And now Tiny Desk is part of whatever passes for, you know, more or less mainstream or wide audience. Do you ever talk about making sure, okay, we stay true to our mission, or does that even have to come up?
So, you know, I remember seeing something when we posted a Taylor Swift video and someone said, the end of the Tiny Desk, or Tiny Desk has jumped a shark, or whatever you want to say. So I'll say this. A, I am passionate about discovering the unknowns. And if you don't, and we put out 3 videos a week, and I bet you that most people don't know 2 of those 3 every week. So that's one thing. And the other thing is, I have a rule as a curator of the Tiny Desk, and it's my desk, so I really care about this stuff. And that is that it represents who the people are at NPR Music. We will never, ever do a Tiny Desk concert because we think it will do well. That's just not what we do. So the rule is this. Anybody on staff can pitch me an artist if they are passionate about that artist. So we represent the passions of NPR. So when someone, as I mentioned, Taylor Swift, comes to me and says, you know, they madly love Taylor Swift, I'm not going to deny that. If I like Taylor Swift or don't like Taylor Swift, it's not important. It's what's important most is that someone really, really cares about this and will put their heart and soul into it, will make it interesting. And so that's how these things work. And so we try to represent who, as a staff of NPR, that we are. And sometimes it will surprise people. Really? You know, and not name your artist, but then look at the scope of stuff. Amazing, you know, classical piano players, amazing jazz performers, amazing independent rock musicians. Do you know who Indigo Spark is? She went up online today. Have you ever heard of her? She's an Australian musician I happened to see in a dark club in Austin last year. I was excited about her. Brought her on, and there she is.
And we should take this as a personal invitation to musicians and singers and songwriters and bands in Northwest, Western Arkansas, and Eastern Oklahoma. Send in the submissions, right?
You bet. Because the Tiny Desk contest represents all of America. And it's really important for me, and especially in cities that I'll never get to for those people to submit. I mean, last year's artist was from Anchorage, Alaska. I am not going to Anchorage. I'm sorry. I love you all, but I'm not going to get there. I know that. And now everybody, you know, and now many, many people know Quinn Christopherson. When he puts out his first big record, more people are going to know about him. He's been on stage with Courtney Barnett and Lucy Dacus. I mean, that's what happened when he entered his he had no idea he was going to win. In fact, he did it for a couple of years until he finally won. So you never know.
All right. Well, congratulations on the continued success. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Yeah, pleasure talking to you. Be well.
We talked with Bob Boylan last week. You can find rules and information at tinydeskcontest.npr.org.